Welcome to this ICMA Sustainable Communities podcast. ICMA is the premier local government leadership and management organization. The ICMA Sustainable Communities Initiative strengthens local government's capacity to meet their sustainability goals. For more information, visit icma.org.
Hi, I'm Anna Reed with ICMA Center for Sustainable Communities, and today we're talking with Jason Kambitsas, a senior planner with the City of Pittsburgh's Department of City Planning. Thanks for joining us today, Jason.
My pleasure.
Can you start by telling us a little bit about the Pittsburgh Solar Initiative and how it got started?
We were one of the first Solar America cities, the first 25 that came online back in 2008. We were given a grant for assistance from the Department of Energy and with help from some other outside sources in order to get technical understanding of solar and what kind of solar we can do in the city of Pittsburgh. Through that, we were able to look at what kind of types of solar we should be putting in our buildings and starting to make a strategic plan as to how we should roll out our solar initiative.
Can you talk a little bit more about the strategic plan and what it included?
Well, what happened was when the Department of Energy started working with us, they looked at how much solar we had in the city, which was, you know, very minimal. We had a couple on certain houses throughout the city, but not a lot of it. So they looked at how much solar we could get, where we should put it, what type of solar we should be using, just kind of giving us a good understanding of where we stood with solar and what kind of benefits we could get from it and where we should be going with in the future. So it was kind of a collaborative effort where we came up with really what we wanted to see done. Do we want to have more solar in our buildings or get it out to the private population? And then also, you know, what could we do with the money we had on hand and the kind of solar we could get within the city of Pittsburgh?
And can you talk about what some of the successes have been through the Pittsburgh Solar Initiative?
Yeah, you know what? A big success was us being able to understand what solar meant for the city of Pittsburgh. When we first started talking about it, we were saying, like, our city-county building, it's a shared building between city of Pittsburgh and Allegheny County, the county in which we're in. It's a quarter of a million square foot building. It's a big structure. And we were saying, you know, we're going to put solar panels on the roof of that building, solar panels and all these other buildings. And what we found out was solar photovoltaics weren't really the best bang for the buck for the city of Pittsburgh. We had this idea that PVs everywhere would be great. What we found out was doing solar hot water systems actually made a lot more sense, not only for the city, but also as a way to show citizens of the city of Pittsburgh, look, solar isn't this thing where you put it on a building and now it's all off the grid. Solar, such as solar hot water, is a really great way of reducing your energy consumption, and it's actually very economical. It's fractional in regards to solar photovoltaics. So that was kind of an aha moment for us. What we did with that is we were originally going to go and do schools and put solar hot water on them, but what we found out was we started looking at other buildings that the city owns, such as firehouses. Firehouses have a lot of hot water consumption. That hot water uses a lot of gas. And so what we did was we started installing solar hot water systems on the tops of firehouses to lower the impact of energy usage and also give them a clean, renewable source of hot water that was always on tap throughout the day because these buildings are used 24 hours a day. So we were able to build up hot water during the day, reserve that, and have it, you know, for the whole cycle while people are there using showers, cleaning dishes, all that kind of stuff. That was a big success story for us.
That sounds like a great success. Can you also talk a little bit about what some of the challenges have been?
Yeah, we had some major challenges. Well, by going through the looking at the firehouses, what we had to do was we had to audit all the buildings that we had. So the city of Pittsburgh currently owns 325 buildings going from storage sheds up to our city county building. We have other structures that are 100,000 square feet, 150,000 square feet, and we took the top 125 buildings. We looked at all those buildings, and we did an audit, not only for energy usage to see how much energy we were pushing out from each building, but also what kind of conditions the roofs were in. A big thing that people overlook with solar is if you have a roof that's 10 years old and you put on a new system, it's not really going to work out for you. What you need to do is you need to have a new roof with every new system you put on because you don't want to be 10 years down the line with a system that has 20 more years left in it and have to put a new roof on and take it all off. So what we did was we looked at all the energy usage, did an audit on that, had to see where the solar gain was, you know, what buildings were were facing south, what buildings had no shadows casting on them, and looked at the roof conditions, and then from there we're able to say this is what we could do. And what we found out was a lot of our buildings didn't have great roofs that we were able to start putting solar on immediately. So we had the will to put the solar on them, but we had to pick and choose which buildings we could start with. So we started with some of the firehouses we had, and we looked at which ones were newer and found out that we had a handful of ones that were built. You know, we don't build a lot of new buildings. You know, we're an older city. So we had a handful of them that were built within the last decade or two. We looked at those and saw which ones had new roofs on them and started at that. So, you know, a big challenge for us was not only finding buildings that, you know, could utilize solar, but finding buildings that you could have a good roof on it and also weren't using a lot of energy. Because if you put a solar system on a roof and find out that your building is just an energy hog, you're not really gaining anything. And so for us, we had to find what the right mix was for that. So it was a real big challenge. It took a long time to go through all that information and find out which ones we should focus on.
In addition to the firehouses, what buildings have you ended up focusing on?
Other public works buildings. We actually reused an old system that we had from our environmental center, which actually had burned down about a decade ago. We took that system. The building had burned down, but the system was untouched. So we were able to not only, you know, reuse the system from a burned-down building, so it's a renewable energy resource, we were able to put the system on an older building. So we fixed the roof on that building, made sure it was in good condition, and then put it on top of that building. What's great about the public works building that we did was our projects are a little different than other cities. We focused not only on our own buildings, but we also focused on teaching our staff from our public works department how to install and maintain these systems. So that was a big part of our program. So we currently now have people on staff that as we get more systems in, they're able to put them on by themselves and check them and maintain them. So for us, it just becomes a situation of, okay, what's up next? How much money do we have in the bank to do it? And then we can just start rolling them out.
Can you talk a little bit more about that staff training element?
Yeah, we knew that we had a lot of people who were willing and able to do this, but the question was, it's not as simple as just plugging these things in. So we had some help through Sandia National Labs, who worked with the Department of Energy and us, to have somebody come out and train our guys on how to do it. They had workshop courses on, you know, why we do solar, and also did a step-by-step way of how to install them. So they were doing... We had our help from Sandia and also a local contractor come in. And what they'll do is our local contractor will actually look over and make sure everything's okay, but our guys will actually go up on the roofs, put them up there, make sure everything's wired correctly, you know, run the power inverters, all that kind of stuff. And so now that they've done it, we've built this little cottage industry of people who are doing solar. You know, we've been waiting for these guys to go out and start their own solar companies, but it hasn't happened yet. But because they've gotten some great training, some top-notch training, and, you know, they're doing a great job at it.
That's really interesting, and I think we haven't heard that from a lot of other cities. So sort of along that line, moving into offering advice to other communities that are looking to start solar initiatives, what would you sort of identify as the main lessons learned from Pittsburgh's solar efforts?
Well, our city is really different. We actually have a really stable housing market, but the cost of entry is really low. So there's varying numbers, but imagine a house in the city of Pittsburgh in a good community. You're going to spend $100,000 on that house, which is not a lot of money, really, when you think about the national average. It's about half as much as you pay nationally. So when we came into this, we thought, okay, you put solar photovoltaics on a roof. You know, only certain people are going to do that because it costs a certain amount of money, but that number gets smaller and smaller when the average house is $100,000 and the solar system is $40,000. So what we found was when we looked on the West Coast where houses were $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, maybe $1 million, and those numbers weren't outrageous to them, putting $40,000 in the roof wasn't really a big deal. And so I would say that you really have to look at your market and see what people will bear. For us, doing these large-scale systems for a city, it's kind of tough because right now, the solar market is really built around tax incentive. So a private developer, a private citizen, they're going to get the tax advantage. And they were definitely getting up until the end of 2010 of 100% depreciation on everything they put on a building. Well, a city is a nonprofit. We can't really take advantage of that stuff. And so really what you want to do is you need to start finding partnerships. So we currently are looking at, again, our city-county building of doing the roof and also getting in a power purchase agreement with a private developer of solar energy who can take advantage of that tax incentive, while we can also take advantage of the energy and get into a long-term contract where we're buying all this renewable energy off the top of our building and they're making their money back and it becomes a win-win situation.
Can you talk a little bit more about those partnerships and the financing structures that can make them advantageous to communities that are looking at municipal installations?
Yeah, so the power purchase agreement, I can't speak to its history as to how long they've been around, but it's becoming a new tool. So think of companies like Sunrun and other companies like that, which are essentially using your roof as a place where you are able to put a solar power system on it. So what you're doing is you're saying, here, I'm going to lease out my roof to you. You can have it. I'm going to buy back energy, and they can actually buy all the systems in the aggregate, make it cheaper for everybody, and you still get the advantage of paying your monthly bill to that system, but you're not actually having to pay the upfront cost of a solar power system. Another project we're doing that I feel is interesting is we've actually located a lot of the public property that was southern-facing within the city of Pittsburgh that we had access to and control over. We went throughout the entire city and were able to locate a site, a 40-acre site, because we have a large amount of acreage of vacant property, whether it's hillsides or older neighborhoods. And within that 40-acre site, we located 15 acres that were undevelopable. It was actually an old housing development that was undermined, which is something that occurs in southwestern Pennsylvania, old coal mines, and they're actually below the property. You can't build on top of them anymore. So what we've done is we've actually gone through an analysis with a private engineering firm to look at how much solar we could get off of this 15 acres. We came up with about 3 megawatts. We're now moving forward with our housing authority, who actually owns this property, and getting into deeper geotechnical reports. We're actually going to do boring studies as to how much it would cost to get that property strong enough that we can start putting a solar power field on that property. And so by doing that, what we're doing is we're taking all this property, getting it ready for a private developer, put out an RFP for that, find a developer, and then we will give them the property at a lease rate of, you know, maybe a dollar for 30 years. We have access to that power, and then they have the ability to build a field on our property. And it becomes, you know, beyond the pre-development costs, which we've incurred, we get 3 megawatts of solar energy with absolutely or very minimal upfront costs to the city.
That definitely sounds like it's a good partnership for the city then. In sort of moving into what the city is doing or planning for the future, can you tell us a little bit about the Rooftop Solar Challenge and some of the key areas that the city of Pittsburgh and its partners on that are planning to address through that program?
Yeah, so the city of Pittsburgh is located within Allegheny County. Allegheny County has 130 municipalities, and the city of Pittsburgh is one of them. Every one of those municipalities has its own zoning code, which means it has its own process for allowing solar to be built within their jurisdictions. So the city of Pittsburgh has a very simple process. You can get a permit over the counter within the city of Pittsburgh in order to put a solar system on your house. Other municipalities around us, you might have to go through a six-month process. It'll cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. Ours costs $65 to get that permit. And so we have a very simple process that makes it easy for people to do. What we're doing with the Rooftop Solar Challenge is getting all the municipalities to be working on the same page for permitting, because that has become a big issue in the surrounding communities, but again, not for us. And so we're trying to get everybody on the same page, so when somebody wants to put solar on their house, a contractor comes in, they'll know what to expect within the entire county. Well, within the community surrounding the city of Pittsburgh, and hopefully throughout the entire county. So there's a certain amount of predictability and understanding, and the process becomes quicker for everybody. Really what we want to do is make sure that they're very similar, and so they will be looking at ours as a baseline model, and there's always ways to improve things, but we're hoping that at the end of the day they are very similar and all working. I was actually at a conference last year where this very rarely happens for a person who works in planning. Somebody stands up at the conference, and there was a panel, and the panel was talking about how tough it was to put solar on roofs, and the guy stands up and says, "Is anybody here from the city of Pittsburgh?" And I said, "Yes, I'm from the city of Pittsburgh." And this solar contractor said, "I just want to let you know, your process was great. It was so simple. It was so easy to do. I just want everybody to know that it's very easy to do solar in the city of Pittsburgh." And it just kind of blew my mind, because usually it's complaints. And so for us, we're very happy to hear that our system is working and that the surrounding communities actually want to duplicate it. Really what we want to do is make sure that they're very similar. And so.
And then just to wrap up, where do you sort of see the future of solar in Pittsburgh?
Well, I hope that it continues to grow. I hope that as energy prices continue to rise, people are just going to start moving towards that. We actually live in the Marcellus Shale Belt here, where we have lots of gas wells, and our energy prices are actually very low, but as solar continues to come down, and this is a national trend, more people are starting to use it. So I have been seeing houses, popping up, older homes where people are remodeling them, and they bought the house for so cheap that, they come from out of town and they go, "Well, I can do anything I want here." And so I think that as the solar market continues to grow and the prices continue to come down to essential grid parity within a couple of years, hopefully, that it's just going to continue to grow and grow and grow, and people will start to see that even though Pittsburgh is a cloudy city, comparatively, you can get a lot of benefit from solar here.
Great. Well, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
This has been an ICMA Sustainable Communities podcast. For more information about ICMA's Sustainable Communities Initiative, visit icma.org.